Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The DH, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Joe Cannon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jack Kuchek. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting seventh. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Paul Mitchell. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brauhart. Howell reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. Velez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brauhart. Mosby reaches second base with a double. Howell scores. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cannon. Bando reaches second base with a double. Yount moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. Bando moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannon hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Velez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Blue Jays, 3, Brewers, 3. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Cannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Cannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Cannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 3. the Brewers will come to bat. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0 for 1 in the game. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuchek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Brouhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannon hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Yount moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Cannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuchek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Oglavy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Velez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy strikes out. 1 out. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brouillard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Cannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannon hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Barlow now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount bunts in front of the plate. Whit fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to second. 1 out. Steve Braun pinch hits for Bob Baylor. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Bob McClure now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Castro now pitching. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Velez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Woods now playing left field. Joe Cannon now playing center field. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brouwhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwhart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brouwhart takes first base on ball 4. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brouwhart. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Brouwhart steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mosby is called out on strikes. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 3 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault pinch hits for Joe Cannon. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eorg moves to third. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brouwhart who is chasing the ball. Witt reaches third base with a triple. Eorg scores. Ault goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Blue Jays. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Damaso Garcia now playing second base. Garth Eorg now playing center field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Garvin now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.